The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break in.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we hope you're taking it easy on this beautiful, beautiful afternoon now in sunny, beautiful Dayton, Ohio. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Murphy. Along with my wife, Jan, we are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We're at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road, and we're there each and every day, along with our amazing staff of master automotive technicians, including myself, to help you and your family keep your vehicle safe and dependable all the time. So just a little bit more about us. Like I said, we're at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road in Beaver Creek. We're there to help you with any type of service, I should say. We're complete bumper-to-bumper repair, maintenance, service, advice, whatever it is you need when it comes to your car, truck, RV, boat, whatever it is. Be sure to give us a call, and you can reach us easily. The first way is by phone, and our number is 426-AUTO or 426-2886. Another great way to reach us anytime, 24/7, is just murphysautocare.com. And if you have a question, you can ask us there, and we'll get back to you promptly. You can also reach out to me personally. My email is dave@murphysautocare.com. We're there open at our business Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. each and every day. And we do work on Saturdays by appointment. So be sure to reach out to us if you have any automotive needs out in the Beaver Creek area. All right, well, thank you so much. Like I said, what a beautiful, beautiful day. I got to tell you, thank you for being here with us and listening to Auto Talk each and every week. It is the fastest hour in radio, so I will just let you know right now, we got a lot of ground to cover. Come on in, sit down, join us, relax, but buckle up. It's going to be fast. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. And you can call us right now today at 457-1290. Again, that phone number to call me directly, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind when it comes to automotive service repair is 457-1290. We'd love to talk to you. We do have lines open, so let's jump in there and do that. I got to tell you, I'm going to start off also with what an amazing day. I walk into the studio, and I've got the two kingpins here producing the show. I've got Mr. Chris, who does an amazing job. He's the chief producer here, along with John Tisdale running the news for us today. So, folks, you just got a great hour, action-packed, a lot of fun, and it's going to be more fun with you when you jump in here with us. So make sure you do. Like I said, the number's 457-1290. You can talk to us. We're going to get to those lines shortly. But I want to tell you, I just left the Goodwill Auto Auction, which we are partners with, Murphy's Auto Care. We have partnered with Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley, as well as the Goodwill Auto Auction, to help them restore vehicles. Then what we do, we restore them. It's what we want to do for our community in our shop. We're sending those vehicles then on to our collision partner, which is Toma Body Shop, right here in Dayton, also just off Smithville Road, right there at Mackwell Street. And they're putting the beautifying touches on these cars. And the very first one, it was a Chevy Blazer, a 2001, just went across the auction block about an hour and a half ago. Can't tell you how exciting it was. An amazing crowd was there. So thanks to all of you. If you're listening and you were there, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and all for a great, great cause, because Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley, if you're not familiar, as I wasn't until recently, what they do in our community, and I got to tell you, they have over 40 programs that they operate day in and day out to help folks better their lives. And actually, last year, they helped over 20,000 people enhance their lives and be able to be, you know, contribute even more. So hats off to them. But gosh, got to say, the auction was a riot, a lot of fun, really exciting. And to keep it going, we've got to get vehicles donated to it. So if you've got that vehicle out there and you're thinking, hey, you know, maybe it could help someone else, I just don't need it, or I'm going to trade it anyways and probably not get much for it at, you know, on the trade-in, consider giving it, or I should say donating it, to the GoodwillDaytonAuto.com is the website you want to go. And I'll repeat it again, GoodwillDaytonAuto.com. It's super easy. You can do it there, or you can just call them, 228 Auto, Again, it's 228-AUTO. Give them a call 24/7. It's the hotline in to donate your car, your truck, your RV, your boat. If it's got wheels and an internal combustion engine in it, they're happy to take it, and it benefits so many people in our community. So we'll talk about it a little bit more in the program, but I just had to bring it up because I just left the auction, and like I said, it was a lot of fun. Very gratifying to see the turnout and how it went with our first one kicked off. We've got a few more vehicles already kind of in the queue. We'll let you know how that's going and when they'll be auctioned. We have a Caravan, Dodge Caravan, coming up in 04, I believe. We also have a really nice Volkswagen Jetta, and then we're moving into a nice little Lexus RX model. So all through this year, those vehicles will be available to be purchased. So just follow us. Follow us on Facebook on our Murphy's Auto Care page. You can also, if you just Google Murphy's Auto Care, you're going to see a lot of photographs there. Just click on all the photographs and videos that we have, because that kind of helps you follow what's going on. But we're all over the web there, or just come in and see us. So we would love to hear from you. Really would. All right, great. So we got some folks here on the line. We're going to go right now. I'm going out to Chuck in Centerville. Chuck, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Hey, thanks for joining Auto Talk. How can I help you?
It seems like I'm getting this information that contradicts each other, and so I'm going to go to the source, and what you say I'll go with, and it has to do with a basically 2008 and 2010 Kias. One has about 80,000, the other one's got about 120,000, and I just want to switch over to synthetic, and I've heard, you know, that's a good thing, and then, you know, I read online where people are saying, oh, if you want to see oil leaks and, you know, burning oil, and, you know, there's some people are saying it's not worth the additional money. I'm not concerned about, you know, the $10, $12, $15 more
sure.
per change, but
right.
is it going to cause a problem?
Sure, a new problem you didn't have already, right? So
sure.
It's a really excellent question. And I would say that, yes, in my years of experience, have I seen when folks have wanted to go to synthetic? Yes, I have seen. For some reason, leaks crop up, okay? Does it necessarily start a burning condition? I don't know that I could confirm that, but you've got vehicles, what, one's at 80,000, and what'd you say the other one was, 110?
Yeah, 120.
Yeah, 120. I mean, I don't know the maintenance history on those vehicles, and I don't know if you do. Have you had them both since they were new?
Not since new, but low miles, and they've been changed on a regular, you know, usually 5,000 mile with a blend. I've been using a synthetic blend.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's the only thing we use is synthetic blends or full synthetics in our shop. I personally don't see the need to go and use the synthetic. It sounds like what you're doing is working. What's the reason for it? Why do you want to do that?
One of the cars is my son's car, changing oil is not usually a first priority. I don't get to see the car that frequently.
Okay, I completely
and
get that.
So, you know, maybe get another 2,000 or 3,000 miles of, you know, clean running before the oil gets drained.
Right, right. My guess, is that the 110,000 one, or is that the 80?
That's actually the 80.
Okay, well, what I see anyways on those vehicles, you get into that 100,000 mark on the clock, most of them start using a little bit of oil anyways. So I don't know that you're gonna be able to hold that off. I think what you're trying to prevent is someone who's not paying attention to it, and it gets low, and now we have a major engine catastrophe, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly where you're going with that, because we see that all the time. So,
okay.
So here's my advice on this, and I don't know how successful you'll be with it, but Will going to synthetic help you? You know, yeah, it may give it a little more of a security feature, you know, or a little safer, a little longer life. But I think the key here is we got to work on your son and get him to start paying attention. So when you get your oil, are you servicing it yourself, or are you having someone do it?
No, I'm changing the oil myself.
All right. Well, here's seriously what I would do with this. I would set it, you know, on my calendar to remind you, to remind him, hey, it's time to change the oil. Just saying. I know we do that electronically for all of our customers. You know, we're reaching out, letting them know, and our systems are predictive. So we set oil services still at 3,000 or 5,000, regardless, you know, because some people just have that kind of, hey, we drive a little more than we think. And it's human nature. You know, you say you're going to go 5, you end up going 6. But
right.
we got to train folks to be able, you know, to pay a little more attention.
Okay.
Do you have any way of putting an indicator in the car, maybe a little sticker, something to remind him if it's not that?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, it's just not a lot of association to detail on that.
I got you. Yeah. Well, that's my advice to you. I did it with our kids. You know, just set your calendar to remind them. And maybe if there is some kind of repairs, I don't know if they take care of any of it themselves. I think once they start having to pay for it themselves, they'll start waking up. You know what I mean?
Good point. Okay, we're going to stick with the blend.
I would.
And it will be a little bit more diligent, you know, when they get out of the house. You know, you try to stop being a parent, but
I guess
when it comes to a car, I'll parent the car and let the kid go.
Yeah, you know, the pleasure pain principle, you're probably familiar with that. So if you can just increase the pain a little bit, maybe we'll figure this out.
Good idea. All right. Thanks, Dave.
Chuck, thanks. Thanks so much. Okay. Have a great weekend. Great
you
question. All righty. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. I can't speak to how many times we have that conversation. Just, you know, I got to say, even with adults, right? But here's what it really goes to. Life is busy. I think all of us have got so many things going on. It's you know, the car starts, it runs, unless it beeps, turns a light on, anyway, we're going to keep going, right? So sometimes we all need reminders, and I think that's a great way to do it. Just set it on your own clock and go from there. So I'm going to take just a second, and before we go here to the other callers we have, so please stick with us, I want to take a minute and thank people who have our customers, first of all, and our listeners of this show. This was a really busy week at our business. It always is this time of year. But I was I had the pleasure of doing a lot of our shuttle driving. We have free shuttle service as well as pickup and delivery and also rental cars on site. But we still shuttle a lot of people back and forth, home, office, and stuff. And it was one of those weeks where I got to speak to so many people that actually listened to the show and come to us for advice and for service, repair, and maintenance on their vehicles. And it's very gratifying. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have given us a try, have trusted us, have remained loyal to Murphy's Auto Care. We thank you very, very much. We invite, if you're listening to us and you haven't come and had a little taste of our brand of automotive service, we believe it's the best you can get. And we'd certainly invite you to check us out. But check us out thoroughly. Do it on your own pace. You know, check us out on the web. Stop by. Have a cup of coffee with us. Maybe you want a second opinion from wherever you've had your vehicle. We're happy to do that for you. We'd like to get to know you because we believe our business is about relationships. And I think that's really the root of all of it. So, again, thank you so much to all of you that listen to Auto Talk each and every weekend. Listen here to Jan and I. We are a family business, and we love taking care of the families in our community and helping people out. So, all right, well, we're going to run to a real quick break. You're listening live today. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be right back.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go toward Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
no one really spends much time looking at your ceilings. Until, of course, a brown water stain appears and taints it. And like a catcher signaling the pitcher's mound, that spot is telling you something.
Listen to your roof and trust Maxim Roofing for all your home and commercial needs. Why? Because Maxim Roofing is a 9-time winner of the prestigious Angie's List Super Service Award. With 3- and 4-star warranties available and proud to be celebrating 20 years of service to the Miami Valley. Call 256-4240 or visit MaximRoofing.com.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Today, well, we've got some sunshine to start. Temperatures will get to about 84 degrees into the afternoon. Then looking at the threat for scattered showers and thunderstorms pushing in after 2 o'clock. We'll look at the threat for strong to severe storms. Damaging winds and hail will be the main concern, along with flooding and the potential of frequent lightning. Tonight will dry out and clouds will stick with us. Temperatures drop to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance for a few more showers and thunderstorms. Highs to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and your host, along with my lovely wife, Jan, each and every Saturday here of Auto Talk. Glad you're riding along with us. Artie's show's off to a great start. A lot of callers. If you want to get in today, you want to call us at 457-1290. Again, that number is 457-1290. If you want to get on and share your thoughts with us, or maybe we can help steer you, pardon the pun, in the right direction for keeping your car maintained or serviced or repaired. It's whatever that takes. I just want to real quickly mention the sponsors of Auto Talk. Of course, Murphy's Auto Care, and I spoke earlier about what's going on with the Goodwill Auto Auction. They are a sponsoring partner with us in this show each and every week, and we thank them. But also, for many years, we have worked with BG Automotive Products. BG is a manufacturer of automotive service chemicals and fluids to keep your vehicle running longer than you can even imagine. I mean, 300,000 plus miles. If the fluids are changed regularly at regular intervals, which are typically 24 months or 30,000 miles, your vehicle is going to last, and that's what saves you money. Amazing warranties along with it, but I just want to say thanks for sponsoring Auto Talk. If you have questions about it, go to bg.com or go to our website, hit the link, or just call us. We'll be happy to talk to you about BG products. Also, KOI Auto Parts. We use KOI Auto Parts. It stands for Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana. They've been an auto parts business for years here in this area. We use them specifically because of the high quality of parts and the quality of their staff. They get us parts timely so we can service a car and get it back to most folks in one day, and also allow us to give you a warranty of 3 years or 36,000 miles on whatever we do. So thank you, KOI. Mike's Car Wash. Got to tell you, an amazing place. It's where we get our cars washed at. We get a lot of our customers' cars washed there. But just, again, a great family business here locally. They have 3 great locations here in the Miami Valley, 1 in Beaver Creek, which we've used for many, many years, and 2 newer ones in the Centerville area also to serve you. Just can't talk enough about it. But one of the things I wanted to mention that I haven't really talked about with Mike's Car Wash, one of the things that they're have such involvement in the community, and you can, anywhere you go, you can find them helping out. One of the great things they do is they have a fundraising program. So if you're perhaps a scout leader or, you know, coach or someone out there, right, we all have these things that we have to have funds and money to help keep these programs going. Just check out Mike's Car Wash website and go to their fundraising opportunities. I'm not going to fill you all in on it right now, but it is amazing. It will help you really raise a lot of money, and everybody wants to get their car washed. So I'll leave it at that. Check them out. Mike's Car Wash. You just can't go wrong with that. All right, we're going to go to our lines right now. I'm going out to Linda. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. I appreciate you waiting on me to get to you. How can I help you today?
No problem. In March, I took my 2011 Fusion to a Ford dealer in Florida and had front brakes put on.
Uh-huh.
I came home, and every time I back up, the squeal is so loud you can hear it all over the neighborhood. So I took it to two Ford dealers who told me I just had to live with it. Is that true?
Well, I know that's not true. First of all, that's not true. Let me ask you a couple of questions. And this,
okay.
I would ask you these if you walked into our business. So when you met, when the squealing occurs, it sounds like it's the in the morning or whenever you first move the car, right? As you back
right.
up. Okay. How long does it last?
Oh, mostly just till I back out the driveway but it's just so loud.
Gotcha. So and here's what's happening, folks. You're just gently applying the brakes, right? You're in reverse.
Right.
And right. you're backing up. I don't know how long your driveway is, but you're hearing this.
Not that long.
Okay. So, no, it really isn't something you should have to live with. And if you want to call me off the air or call the show, or I should say the shop, we can talk to you about it because I'd like to see what parts they replaced. Do you know, did they replace the pads and resurface the rotors, or did they replace?
They did.
Okay. All right. So many times that can contribute to it. And I'll go back to the moment they handed you the keys and said, thank you for your business. Did they mention to you about the process of bedding or seating the brake pads?
No.
Okay. So it's a shame that the two dealers that you went to didn't ask you these questions. But what happens is if, you know, you don't know how brake jobs get done, right? You trust them to do that. But
right.
unfortunately, brake pad material has a seating period where it has to mate properly to that rotor to prevent squealing. So it takes usually 100 to 200 miles of driving without, we'll call panic stopping. You don't want to do that on a new set of brakes. And unfortunately, when people get new brakes, that's the first thing they do. They think, oh, wow, let's go try these brakes out, right? And they hit them really hard. It's the worst thing you can do because what happens is it heats the pad really hot. I mean, they get hot anyways, but it superheats it, and it changes the molecular distribution of components within the pad. So now they're glazed, they're hard, and they sing like crazy. And it's much worse when they're cold. My recommendation to you is that will they warrant it for you at a Ford dealer or not?
It is warranted.
Okay. Yeah, I would hope they would. I would go back and talk to them. And now that we've had this conversation, hopefully you're armed with a little more information. But talk to them about it, because the proper thing that they should do is replace the pads for you and replace the rotors. Now, you should pay them for the rotors, but they should credit you at least for the machining process. I'll tell you, we rarely resurface rotors because this problem occurs frequently. And dealers, they look at it the other way. They don't want to sell a rotor, you know. They hope it'll last outside their 12-month warranty, but in this case, it didn't. So
no, it didn't.
Nope. No, it sure didn't.
It's really bad.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
I had to apply my brakes quickly in Florida, because if you don't, you'll get a beep.
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah, I know. We're frequently down around the Naples area, and I know
yes,
what you're talking about.
Too.
Yeah. I will tell you this. Go back and ask them. If they tell you that again, ask them this question. Well, then why didn't the brakes the first time on my car do this? And see what they say.
I did say that. Did you? Said,
okay.
I live with it.
Linda, I got to run. Thank you so much.
Okay,
stay safe and call us back. All right, folks. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Damian Burrs with a WHIO News update. What are the chances of more flooding in the Miami Valley today? McCall Vrideggs is tracking more storms on the live Doppler 7 radar.
May see a few severe storms today. I'll let you know what our greatest impacts will be. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrideggs. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. There's no accidents to report at this hour, so your drive times across the Miami Valley's major highways are looking normal. Our top story. McCall, is there a chance we could see flooding the way we did yesterday during yesterday's downfall?
For today, we are looking at the threat for some thunderstorms that are going to be moving in later this afternoon. Make sure that you are staying weather aware as you're out enjoying the dry conditions before the storms get here. There is the potential for hail and damaging winds again with these thunderstorms. Also looking at the threat for flooding. We had a lot of rainfall yesterday. The ground is saturated, so heavy rainfall today could lead to some flooding problems once again.
Our meteorologist, McCall Vrydas, has the exclusive WHIO forecast coming up in 2 minutes. A former Ohio Republican candidate for Congress is in jail.
Sam Ronan, a candidate in the GOP primary for Ohio's 1st Congressional District, was arrested this morning. Ronan live-streamed the arrest on his Facebook page, claiming the officers arrested him without cause. It's not clear why he was arrested, but is now facing several charges.
WHIO's John Tisdale reports that a Ronan is set to be arraigned on Tuesday. This weekend, President Trump participated in the G7 summit in Canada with other world leaders. Before leaving the summit, Mr. Trump briefed the media on topics addressed, including immigration.
We also discussed the issue of uncontrolled migration and the threat that it poses to both national security and other groups and countries and our citizens and quality of life.
The president will travel to Singapore for the North Korean summit. Good vibes, good times, and let's not forget the great food at the street fair in Yellow Springs today.
Thousands of people expected to be at this year's Yellow Springs Street Fair. There will be crafts, food, and musical performances.
News Center 7's Gabrielle Enright says their fair will go until 5 o'clock this evening. Well, if you're going to be at the Yellow Springs Street Fair, make sure you're prepared for the weather to change today.
For today, well, we've got some sunshine to start. Temperatures will get to about 84 degrees into the afternoon. Then looking at the threat for scattered showers and thunderstorms pushing in after 2 o'clock. We'll look at the threat for strong to severe storms. Damaging winds and hail will be the main concern, along with flooding and the potential of frequent lightning. Tonight will dry out and clouds will stick with us. Temperatures drop to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance for a few more showers and thunderstorms, highs to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydas in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking at the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, we're clear right now in the Miami Valley, and right now it's 75 degrees in Troy, 79 in Springfield, and 79 degrees in Dayton at 1233. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
And now, a poem from Dad.
Father's Day's coming. What more can be said? A new box of golf balls will gather dust in the shed. Don't think I'm not grateful. That wouldn't be right. Who knows? I might start golfing. Indeed, I just might. But maybe this year you can buy a gift that can't fail. A washbook from Mike's Car Wash. It's their big spring book sale. You buy me 4 washes, Mike's throws in 2 free. Keep my ride nice and shiny, on that we'll agree.
Washbooks from Mike's Car Wash, the practical Father's Day gift.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Here we go. All right, everybody, welcome back to Auto Talk. First half hour has been amazing. If you want to jump online with us today, 457-1290, that's the number to get in here and chat with us. We've had some great calls. Another beautiful, beautiful day here. And I am Dave Murphy. I am the owner, along with my wife Jan, of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, Ohio. And we're a full-service automotive light truck repair service center. We've been there for 25 years and really been very, very blessed by the community of Beaver Creek and the surrounding communities to enjoy relationships with so many wonderful people. And I have to say, Auto Talk does the same thing. We just get such a kick out of this. The show is about you, our listeners, and we appreciate that. But right now, got a couple things we're going to jump into. I just want to go back real quick. I talked to Linda just before we took a break. She was talking about a brake service she had performed by a dealership here out of state. It needed brakes, it sounds like. When she got it back, now the brakes squeal every time she puts it in reverse and backs up out of her driveway. But then it goes away when there's just what's happening. There's just enough heat generated to squelch that and take up some of the clearances and some of the components in there, most likely. But what I wanted to tell you, Linda, and I didn't get a chance to, I apologize, we had to go to that break, was there's a possibility, and I don't know when you took it to the other two dealers, if no one actually removed the wheels and inspected it, there's a possibility also that a small piece of hardware or even one of the steel shims that's on the back of the pads may have shifted, something may be loose, and that will cause that noise also. But typically that's going to occur during the rest of your drive cycles. I think really what needs to occur is get it back to them. You have a warranty there. Ask them to inspect it and then discuss that with you. So good luck with that. I just wanted to finish off with that, and I appreciate your call. I think it helps a lot of people because brake noise is very common. Some brake noises are also normal. And I would say this, goes far to say this, is that when you first apply that brake pedal for just a half a second in a morning when it's cool, that would be normal to hear a little just chirp, but that's it. Okay, not this long, constant squeal for the 100-mile, or I should say the 100-foot back out of your driveway or whatever it is. You shouldn't hear that. Okay, so get it back into them, and be sure to give us a call back on the show or just call me at the shop. Let me know how it turns out. We really appreciate that. Okay, great. I'm going to go right now to John. John, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine. I've got a 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport. I do my own maintenance on it.
Okay.
Had it for a year and a half, and I looked over at the battery, and I never did anything with the battery. I never checked it. I noticed it had access caps on all six, you know, in each cell.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I'm looking at it, and they're not easy to access. One is, the other is covered by an intake plenum that goes to the airbox, so you can't access those two cells easily. The other three were covered by a sticker. And to me, I guess at first it said, well, leave it alone. It's not designed to be fooled with. But I pressed ahead. I went to the owner's manual. You know, the publication
right.
Nobody reads.
Exactly, and that book in there that's to help, it's ballast for the car, you know what I mean? It just holds, keeps a weight, they calculate it. Go ahead. Sorry.
So I went online, and the maintenance manual says nothing about the battery. It
right.
does have a section on it, but it doesn't say anything about maintenance, so I Googled, and I couldn't find anything. So I pressed ahead anyway, right or wrong. I took the one cap off, and it's not finger-friendly. Again, kind of a warning light. Yeah, you
yep.
can unscrew it, but it's not really meant to be unscrewed. You can't use your finger. So it looks like it took a spanner-type wrench to get that off, but I used a pair of needle nose. I got it off. I looked in there, and I saw that the electrolyte level barely covered the top of the plate, and the plates were something I'd never seen before. It had a woven material over the plates.
Right.
And so I decided, well, that needs water. So I took the plenum off that covered the two cells. I took the sticker off that covered the three. I got them all off.
Okay.
And I found three of the cells. The electrolyte barely covered the top of the plate. And on the other three, it didn't cover the tops of the plate. So I went ahead, right or wrong, and I used distilled water, and I topped them off, and it used a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I got through, and then I mentioned it to a friend of mine, and he said, I don't know if you should have even fooled with that. So did I screw up?
All right, let's back up. Great story. That is most likely, if you look on the battery, and especially since it's such a new car, did you happen to see an acronym, AGM? That would be an absorbed gas mat battery, which would have a fiberglass-looking mat material inside of it. And although it has what looks like access caps, they're not. So did you screw the battery up? That's hard to say. The only way to determine that is to test it. It sounds like you're a very handy gentleman. But I would take it somewhere. I don't know what part of town you're in. You can stop by our shop. Give us a call. Let us know you're coming. We'll do a real quick battery conductance test on it for an AGM battery. But I believe Hyundai and Kia and many of the manufacturers, they're starting to put AGM batteries in a lot of these cars, and we're seeing that. So we would just retest it. I don't think you're going to hurt it. But again, AGM is kind of new to, it's not a new battery design. It's been in aircraft and a lot of other uses for years. but you don't service it or maintain it the same. Matter of fact,
so the electrolyte level is just supposed to barely cover the top of the plate? Just leave it alone?
Yeah, what you're seeing is it's actually in there and it's absorbed in that matting, okay, that's inside. If you could cut it, go back to Google and look up AGM battery and look for a cutaway, and probably you'll get your answer. I'm sure you'll get your answer there as to how it's built and designed.
I see.
Yeah, but don't fret too much. I'm just glad you're checking it. You're looking at it, you know? I mean, what we see every day is cars that have had no maintenance on their batteries, right? Many of them. And now the posts have got so much corrosion, or worse yet, the corrosion is now through capillary action going up through the cables, and we got, you know, intermittent no starts, and we got all kind of gremlins for all these processors and issues just because the battery's outgassing. But AGMs are designed so that they don't spill, they don't gas out, they don't leak. All right, and they have longer life, and they also have much higher energy capacities.
Well, my friend said I had an AGM, so I went and looked it up, and they said they can gas, but they gas so little that it's of no concern.
Right.
So
it's an improvement. I mean, it's a big improvement in the battery technology.
And the fact that there's no vents in the cab should have told me something.
Right. Well, here's maybe the good news and the bad news. If it hasn't affected it, and I doubt that it has, the battery's going to live longer. You may get an extra 2 years out of it. And the average battery life right now in this part of the country is about 3.5 years. That's the average before it starts to diminish. So you may get 5-6 years out of that battery, and it's under the hood even, okay? So batteries that they've moved under, I don't know if you know this, but they've started putting some batteries in the passenger compartment because it's more climate controlled. Those batteries will last 6-7 years many times.
And I understand that sometimes there's two batteries in a vehicle. One lead acid under the hood.
There can be.
The car, and then they've got one in the back seat to power everything else.
Yeah, we don't see that very often, but we're going to see a lot of changes with battery technology with what's going on, just when it comes to, full electric vehicles. A lot of that technology is starting to kind of roll over into the automotive, ICE vehicles. But I will tell you this, when you have to replace that battery, you want to make sure whoever tests it is testing it with the proper tester, that they don't charge that with a regular battery charger, okay? And you get ready, you're probably going to spend $300 at least for that battery.
Oh my goodness, it looks like a very expensive battery.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, battery prices, it's a shocker for most people because they only buy a battery every 3 to 5 years anyways, and I got to tell you, the price of just lead and everything else has gone up, but the average battery replacement today is $150. And if your vehicle needs to be programmed, in addition to that, that should be, that's an additional fee. So, I mean, it's not uncommon to spend $200 anymore to put a regular lead acid battery, wet battery in a car. So,
I appreciate your help.
Oh, I appreciate
your
comment.
You educated me on that.
Well, I think you've educated a lot of people by just sharing what you've done and what you're seeing, and I think that's what Auto Talk's about. So thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Oh, bye-bye. Wow, that's just, I think, a wonderful, wonderful input and comment. I got to say thanks for that. All right, we've got a couple minutes. I'm going to go real quickly to Deborah. Deborah, thanks
Hi,
for your patience.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fabulous. Well, look, I'm considering purchasing a Honda Accord EXL.
Okay.
1.5 engine. And one thing that really excites me about the car is this push-button start, and most of all, I think it's called the wireless shift.
Right.
My question for you is, have you had any problems with that issue or that feature,
Well, we're just starting to see this technology. Especially in the last, I'd say, 2 years, 3 years, we've seen push-button shifters. We're going away from lever shifts. There's dial shifters in some of the Euro cars. But the technology is really, it's kind of fly-by-wire, okay? We used to have mechanical controls, literally rods, cables. Now we've moved to fly-by-wire and now wireless, okay? So if you are familiar with computer systems outside of an automobile and networking, that vehicle has a very controlled area network. It's a CAN network on it. So do I have any experience with failures? I do not. And I quite honestly, I would not be concerned about it because I believe there's been enough development and R&D gone into this technology that I think you're safe. And it's a Honda. Typically, that's a great vehicle.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your advice.
No, I think you're fine with that vehicle. I mean, of course, do a little research, see if there's anything out there. But keep in mind, if it's on the internet, it's we joke about it. If it's on the internet, it's accurate, right? It may not be, you know, and it's mostly opinion.
Yes, sir.
You know, but yeah, I would say you're okay with that vehicle. I find it very interesting, personally.
May I ask one more question?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
What site could you refer me to do the investigation? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No,
I'm not very knowledgeable with these cars.
Great questions. Go to Consumer Reports. Okay. Try that. See if they have it. Because those guys are way out ahead of the curve looking to see if there's just, you know, nuances that are irritating and things like that with vehicles. They may not have much insight into the maintenance level of it, or is there a possible failure on these vehicles? Mm-hmm. Because this is so new, right? But you got to look at what causes issues and interference for more or less wireless or Bluetooth systems. And usually it's other electrical signals. So they've done a pretty good job of shielding that. They've had to on late model vehicles that have this technology. They have to, because now we're talking about all the systems, the safety systems, right, that are talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for those to play well, it has to be so protected and shielded and almost impervious to hacking, which there nothing is, but, you know, mm-hmm. for the most part, I got to believe that's a safe operational system. That would be my bet. So,
okay.
But yeah, Consumer Reports, maybe go to Edmunds.com, check it out. And just, you know, as we call it, Dr. Google, we don't use them, but a lot of people do for things. Just Google the car and see if there's any input yet on the issues.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day and good luck with that new vehicle. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, somebody's buying a new car. I'm wondering if she's got a vehicle she might want to donate to the Goodwill Auto Auction. Deborah, good luck with that. Let us know how that new car goes. Okay, great. I've got another call. If you want to get in today, we still got a little time. Our phone number is 457-1290. Again, if you want to talk to me, I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care, and I'd love to talk to you about what's going on in your automotive world. And just maybe a little bit I should share with you, actually, before I do this. Murphy's Auto Care. So we work on cars. We work on trucks. We work on RVs, we work on trailers, and yes, we also service boats. So if you have those things and maybe you're having a hard time finding somebody to service it, or you just are new to the community, give us a try. Google us at murphysautocare.com to find out a little bit about us. We'd love to get a chance to meet you and get to know you, but we're here to help, and that's just how we roll. All right, great. I'm going to go out to Jay real quick. Jay, how you doing?
That's crazy, can't lady, but... There was all these cats. I mean, there was.
Jay, hold on. I'm going to have to get off your speakerphone, or we can barely hear you. Hello, Jay, you there again?
Okay.
Hello?
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 That was my
turn. You going to join us here on the show? All right. Jay, are you there with us? Okay. All right. Well, we'll
hello.
Hello there. I'm here. Go ahead, Jay. We can hear you, but you can't hear us. All right. I'll tell you what. Just give us a chance.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. What's up?
I can't hear you for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know myself either. Why don't you, if you want to hang up, try give us a call back. Give us a call back, all right? We'll try that. All right, we'll get back to Jay here in just a second. I want to real quickly say thanks again to the sponsors of Auto Talk. That's BG Automotive Products. Can't beat them. They're amazing. KOI Auto Parts. If you're buying parts for your own vehicles, give them a try. And make sure you run through a Mike's Car Wash this weekend. They have an amazing special going on. You buy four in their book deal and you get two free. That's Mike's Car Wash. So check them out. Three great locations, one in Beaver Creek, two in Centerville. Oh, hey, Beaver Creek. Wow, that's where we are, too. Out in Beaver Creek. All right, Mr. Chris has given me the nod. Looks like I need to run to another quick break. We've got to pay some bills here. I'm Dave Murphy from Auto Talk and Murphy's Auto Care. I'll be right back in just a moment. Stick with us.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Chuck, what we realized was your plan gives us peace of mind because we have a guarantee never to lose money against the market again.
So that means security for us. Our accounts grow tax-free and we can access our money tax-free. What more could you possibly want?
Chuck Oliver of The Hidden Wealth Solution will get your retirement on track. Visit retirementprotected.com. That's retirementprotected.com.
This season, enjoy your backyard without pesky disease-carrying mosquitoes. Call A-Able today and be free of unwelcome invaders. Our bodyguard program encircles your home with a barrier of protection. Call A-Able for a free inspection and enjoy this summer pest-free. Always fair prices, always a live voice. Call 434-4343. A-Able, because it's always something.
I'm calling A-Able because it's always something around here.
Join presenting sponsor Matt Castrucci Auto Mall in wishing Miamisburg a happy 200th birthday. Don't miss the bicentennial festivities, June 16th through the 23rd, with fireworks, concerts, and fun for the whole family. Find out more at Miamisburg200.com.
By now, you've heard that Murphy's Auto Care is partnering with the Goodwill Auto Auction to support local people in need. And today, we want to tell you how. A few times each year, we will select a vehicle that was donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction to receive the GEM treatment. That means one vehicle will be mechanically serviced for you to bid on. We'll announce the vehicle receiving this treatment and the auction at a later date. So keep listening and keep donating. Remember, when you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, you help local people in need. Call 228-AUTO today and donate. That's 228-AUTO.
For today, well, we've got some sunshine to start. Temperatures will get to about 84 degrees into the afternoon. Then looking at the threat for scattered showers and thunderstorms pushing in after 2 o'clock. We'll look at the threat for strong to severe storms. Damaging winds and hail will be the main concern, along with flooding and the potential of frequent lightning. Tonight will dry out and clouds will stick with us. Temperatures drop to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance for a few more showers and thunderstorms. Highs to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. Glad you're riding along with us today. I'm Dave Murphy. I'm your host each and every weekend along with my lovely wife, Jan, from Murphy's Auto Care. We are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. Our address is 3815 Dayton Senior Road. We're there Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. to serve you and your family with your vehicle and service needs. You can reach us at 426-AUTO or 426-2886. You can always reach us 24/7 online at murphysautocare.com. Again, that's murphysautocare.com. And you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Google. Anywhere you can let your little fingers do the dancing on that device you may have. We are out there, and we're out there to help you and answer your questions. We just love the automotive industry. The business has been great to us, along with all the wonderful people we've met each and every day. So that's who we are. I am a master certified technician for over 40 years, along with my incredible staff. I have four other fully master certified technicians, an amazing customer care team, Brian and Ryan, also certified technicians, and we're there each and every day. So if you don't have a great home to take your car to get it serviced, maybe you're new to this community, give us a try. We'd love to meet you. All right, we're going to go right now out to Paul. Paul, how you doing out there?
Hi, good, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining Auto Talk. What's going on?
Hey, I was listening to your conversation on the squealing brakes, and it came up with a question.
Sure.
My son actually is going to need brakes on his. I have a 14 Hyundai where I'm at 50,000, so mine will be coming up here shortly. But is there a difference? The dealerships say, you know, I guess in the brake pads, there's semi-metallic, metallic, and then like ceramic. Are there differences really in that make a difference versus what the factory uses, or if you go to have it done, say, at your shop?
Wow, what a question here. I'm going to lay this out as quickly as I can, Paul. No, this is a great question. So I'll tell you this. There are at least 50 manufacturers of brake pads, brake shoes, what we call friction, all right? Each one of them has their, you know, they have to follow the original equipment engineering specification when they make them, and then they try to improve upon the compound material. But there are organic pads, which we have seen for years. There are semi-metallic pads, which we still see frequently. There are ceramic pads, all of which you just mentioned. But they do have specific purposes. And the way we do this is we always err on the side of whatever the original equipment pad compound was, that's what we're going to install back on the vehicle, with one exception. If the vehicle is now used for different purposes, now for, let's say it's got a more heavy-duty purpose, right? Like you're towing a heavy trailer. And you're towing, maybe you're towing a trailer with a vehicle that's a caravan, a minivan, or a half-ton truck. That might be an option or an opportunity or a reason to replace the rotors with maybe something else and put another type of pad on it. But purely the purpose is to stop the vehicle quicker, right? These guys have all done tons and tons of research. I mean, the manufacturers of vehicles as well as the manufacturers of pads and shoes. We just stick with whatever the OE compound is because we find that gives us the best performance and it helps us.
And do you, I'm sorry, do you also, you said, I think when you were speaking with a young lady, you always, not always, majority of the time you replace the rotors instead of resurfacing them. Is that usually accurate? You want to do that?
Typically. And
even if it's your first brake change?
Well, here's, and this is, again, a great question you have. So we're going to measure the rotor and we're going to measure it for a couple of different things. We're going to measure it for parallelism, or what people would call, are they warped? We're going to look for run out. We're going to check the hub and the hub bearing. And we want to check those things because the last thing we want to do is put a set of pads on your vehicle and machine a rotor, and then you have a problem with either a brake pulsation or a noise, a squeal or something like that within 6 months or, you know, maybe a year. So we want to give you the best chance to drive that vehicle another 75,000 miles, hopefully, on those brake pads. So that's why that, and that's really where the industry is going, because the price of rotors has come down, the quality has gotten better. I mean, you can buy an $8 rotor or you can buy a $100 rotor, and there's a reason, you know, that they're difference in price. Same thing with pads. I see it all the time. I see people, you know, they're buying $6 sets of brake pads, and we're selling a set of pads for $130. There's a reason I sell them for $130, because I know they're not going to have the problems they are with the $8 pad or whatever it is.
But there is a difference in those pads. Like
dramatic,
that. Yeah.
Dramatic. And so it's not just about the parts. I'll go this far too. It's about the installer and the installation process. Okay, you can have the best parts in the world and still have the biggest screwed up brake job you ever saw. So,
and with that question, just I know you probably got to leave and go. Just a quick question, and this is a loaded question that's hard to say. On an average, like say on a Hyundai Sonata or a Jeep Patriot, is there a ballpark cost that you should look at? Is it like roughly $300, $200, $500? Because, you know, you can go to the dealer, they say it's $800 for your brakes, and you're like, what?
Well, right. Get them to lay it out and explain it. But I would say the average per axle service with quality parts and a good technician, good shop, with a good warranty to back it up, today the average per axle service for pads and rotors on a typical vehicle like you're talking about is between $300 and $400. So you should get the front for about $300 to $400, the rear for maybe a little less. Just depends. If it's four wheel disc, it's going to be $300 to $400 per axle. That does not include calipers. That does not include a brake fluid flush, which should occur. Okay, absolutely should occur. So that's another $100, roughly $90 or so in most places. But those are all critical. So, you know, by the time you pay tax and you're out the door and you've done both front, rear, and everything, you might have close to $1,000 in it. Folks, had a lot of fun today. Paul, thank you for your call. I do have to run. Absolutely. Have a great one. All right, folks. Thanks for listening to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy. I'll be back next week to answer your calls and have a lot of fun with you here on Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Have a great, safe weekend out there.
Our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.